time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Well, good morning and welcome along to Going Greyhounds for your long weekend Monday in New South Wales. And Andrew Bensley's with us too. Hoss, good morning to you.
Yes, g'day to you, Dave. And the countdown to, Friday night, the next two Fridays really developed over Saturday night, didn't it, with those heats that were run the first six races?
Yes, indeed. The six city qualifiers plus the two fastest seconds advanced to the semi-finals this coming Friday night at Wentworth Park at the Tab Million Dollar Chase. I can tell you now, after Saturday night and after yesterday morning's box draw, the market with Tab Fixed Odds, the all-in market, has changed. And the Frank Hurst trained Good Odds Harada, the national sprint runner-up, is now the outright favourite to win the final, $6, after drawing perfectly in box seven in his million-dollar chase semi-final number three this Friday night. Feral Frankie, equal second favourite, with three others at $8 after drawing box four in the second semi. The Victorian Slingshot Hammer in one, Rockstar Beeve in two, and Saturday night's brilliant winner Kurt Lee are drawn inside the Feral. Also at $8 to win the grand final are Kurt Lee, along with Shima Shine for the Daily Kennel, which drew well in box eight in semi-final number four, and Jason McKay's recent acquisition Get It Gizmo, which also drew well in the Pink Rug in semi number seven. Trainer Peter Lagoziani fared well in the box draw, defending champion Mystic Riot drawing the outside box, which he wanted in semi-final number one, and the Golden Easter Egg runner-up Federal Lilies drawn box one in semi number three, Good Odds Harada's semi-final. The fields for this Friday night at Wentworth Park are on the dogs.com.au. The market also from tab.com.au. Andrew, the build-up is incredible, and Miley Nismo is the only scratching at this stage. She's come out of the eighth and final semi-final.
As you say, all those semi-final markets are there under the futures area at this stage if you want to go through them. Semi-finals 1-8. What a night it'll be Friday night, and what a night it could be next couple of weeks for Deb Coleman and her partner Rob Camilleri.
Yes, from Victoria, Andrew, they have four semi-finalists between them: Slingshot Hammer, Zipping Norton, Immediate, and Awesome Catch. And Deb Coleman was at Wentworth Park on Saturday night, just gone, with Slingshot Hammer, which won his city qualifier in 29 and 87. And Deb is our special guest. Deb, good morning to you. How does it feel to have four tickets in the million-dollar lottery?
Hi, Dave. How are you? Pretty exciting, actually.
Look, you guys work hard, and no one would ever begrudge you or Rob any success. Let's go through you and Rob's runners now, Deb, one by one. Slingshot Hammer was brilliant on Saturday night, as I mentioned, dominating his qualifier and scoring by 2¾ lengths. Now, it must have been a big relief for you after he just wasn't 100% after he was unplaced in the Bulleye Regional Final.
No, that's right, Dave. He, him and She's Gifted both come off the track a bit sore and sorry, but thank goodness both of them have come back, and hopefully as She's Gifted has actually drawn a reserve as well, so hopefully she'll be coming up for a trip as well.
Okay, well, Slingshot Hammer's drawn box one in a really hot second semi-final this Friday night at Wentworth Park. You got the likes of Kurt Lee in three and Feral Frankie in four. Look, one thing which puts Slingshot Hammer in good stead is his box manners. He's a fast beginner.
Yeah, he's improving all the time. He's, as you said, from the Bulleye run, he'd only had one trial leading up to Saturday night, so we were over the moon with his run. And as long as he comes out and doesn't get sort of squeezed up onto the first corner and hits the front, we're sort of hoping that Beryl Frankie might get lost in his tracks, and yeah, just hope he can get through.
Deb, in semi-final number six, Rob and yourself are head-to-head. Zipping Norton, box one, Immediate, box five. Let's start with Zipping Norton. He's unbeaten in the Red Rug and trialled on Saturday night at Wentworth Park. His first look at the track, his time was a fair 30 and 12, but he'll derive plenty of benefit from that.
Oh, that's for sure. He loves the one, as you said. He's starting to learn a little bit from out wide, but he much prefers the one. Saturday night, you know, we just wanted him to have a look at the track. You know, he didn't have to run any sensational times at all, and he had a look and he's travelled home, and you know, he's not the best of travellers, but he's learning.
Well, he might get early room to punch up on the rails in his semi. The two dog Wolf Bear is usually a moderate beginner, so he should get a little bit of space. He's won 9 of 24, Devin. Did finish second at Tewichery at the Meadows in a Group 1 heat in July, so he definitely has a stack of upside.
Oh, that, yeah, that's it. He, you know, with Slingshot Hammer and him, we nearly choked when we saw that they both drew the one.
Yeah, so what I think he's, just his stats, I think he's won 9 of 24, Devin. Really is a dog going places. What about your bloke Immediate in box 5? That's in the same semi-final. He trialled in 30.03 at Wendy on Saturday night after finishing third in the Goulburn regional final and box number 5. But when you look at the stats, the yellow rug is actually his most winning box. 4 victories and 2 placings from 7 starts.
Yeah, like he's... we brought him up on Saturday night and we trialled him as well. And he went into the corner all right. He didn't handle the corner real well, but is another one. He's had a look now, so we'll just hope for the best with him as well.
Deb, you and Rob have a 4th semi-finalist in semi-final number 7. It's Awesome Catch in box 3. Now, he trialled in outstanding fashion on Saturday night at Wentworth Park, 29-71. He won a heat of the Group 1 Vic Peters from box 1 last October in 29-98 before having a long time on the sidelines.
That's right. He's probably one of our most exciting dogs at the moment. You know, as you said, he had about 6 or 7 months off. Slowly sort of Vince Tullio had him and our fellas bought him off Vince and, you know, we worked on him for a little while and, you know, he's come back in awesome form. You can't ask for any more, you know, considering he's had such a long time off.
Well, since that layoff, he's been very consistent. 2 wins and 4 placings from 6 starts. He finished 3rd in the Nowra regional final. In his heat, he has the Queenslander Infrared Lad and Mark Gatt's Tennessee Tiger to his inside, while Get It Gizmo for Jace McKay is in box number 8. Now, 100-1 was available in the Tab Fixed Odds all-in market about Awesome Catch. I had a little bit of that. I just had a lazy lobster on it. How do you rate the Greyhound's chances of advancing this Friday night, Deb?
Oh, look, he's got to come out cleanly. Look, the best part of his race is his run home. So, you know, like if he gets back a little bit, there's nothing stopping him from, you know, making up ground in the final stages. He's a reasonably strong dog.
Well, Deb, you're an absolute trooper. You know, every kilometre of the Hume Highway, you've been up and down a stack of times in the last month. And personally, it's been a very tough last week with the passing of your mum, Deb, and no doubt she'll be looking down this Friday night and lifting your runners.
Yep, that's it.
Well, Deb, to you and Robbie, all the best. I look forward to seeing you trackside on Friday night at Wentworth Park and your 4 runners from the semi-finals. May they go well, and thank you so much for being our guest on Going Greyhounds this morning.
Thanks once again, Dave. Thank you.
Good on you, Deb. Deborah Coleman there from her Victorian base. Andrew?
I'm looking at each of these semis, and they're going to be interesting as we get through the week, because I note semi 6, that the Tab have opened up the second reserve there. Sweet as M is the $3 favourite, but it's second reserve, so it does need a little bit of fortune to get into the race.
Yeah, that is true, but that does happen quite a bit,
yeah.
Andrew. You know, you see those reserves in there, but you've got Leon Bale, Andrea Daly, the first reserve, and Sweet as M for Brendan Purcell, which finished 5th the other night. Just got a little bit lost in that. So, look, if you're going to back Sweet as M, I wish you all the best, but some greyhounds have got to come out ahead of it. But
yeah,
good point.
And even that second semi, I can't, well, I mean, every semi, when it gets to this stage of the Tab Million Dollar Chase, but they've opened Kurt Lee, the favourite, in that second semi at $2.50, over Feral Frankie from box 4 at $3.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kurt Lee was airborne from box eight on Saturday night, winning the qualifier. Part of a winning double for Victorian trainer Glenn Rounds. Waging War also won for Glenn. Kurt Lee was outstanding, ran a brilliant first section and just gave nothing else a chance, winning by over seven lengths. Look, Kurt Lee is the favourite, but look, Feral Frankie from box number four, I don't really think Jack Smith's going to be terribly worried, because the greyhound doesn't usually lead in his races, but he finds a way to shoulder his way out. And Feral Frankie, I tell you what, down the back, watch for the blue rug. It's going to be a tremendous semi-final, and that is semi-final number two. Andrew, the semis are races 4 through 11 this Friday night.
Okay, 4 to 11, and there's so many people going to be there either Friday or particularly the big grand final night, Friday night week. That is October 18. Anything else from the million-dollar chase you wanted to mention?
Yeah, Andrew, this Wednesday night at Wentworth Park, the heats of two important events on the Million Dollar Chase calendar will be contested. There'll be four heats of the Young Star Classic featuring the likes of Aston Sapporo, Really Unreal, Knight's Page, Zipping Truvy, El Rapido and Miss Blue Ivy, while there will be also four heats of the Masters Meteor with defending champ Cosmic Bonus lining up, along with the likes of Zipping Clive, Reader's Boy, Little Digger and Spring Creek Bill. First and second in those heats I just mentioned advance to the final on Million Dollar Chase Grand Final night on Friday week, October 18. This Friday night also, Andrew, three heats of the Group 1 Sydney Cup for the stayers. They kick off the card at Wentworth Park. Victorian champion, the Batman's coming, Tornado Tears. Back to Sydney, Jody and Andy Lord's outstanding young stayer, Just Terms, which saluted on Saturday night at Wentworth, will line up, as will the likes of Princess Nala, Rockstar Prince, and the evergreen Ebby Ripper. Group 1 staying event. The first race is the first heat of that, and it jumps at 7:19 this Friday night, Andrew.
Yep, and Wednesday night's markets, they're all there already for Wednesday night with those races that Dave has mentioned. What about tips for today?
Well, Andrew, there's no Grafton tonight. Grafton's usually the main meeting on Monday, a long weekend, no Grafton tonight. Bathurst is in the twilight today from 3:29. The best bet, race 9, number 4, Winlock Rapido, 9-4. The value bet is race 6, number 2, Drunken Phoenix, 6-2. Nowra races tonight from 7:10. Best bet, race 2, number 4, Iron Eyes, 2-4. The value bet, Andrew, is race 3, number 2, Bindi Brook. And that's it for another Going Greyhounds.
And we'll talk tomorrow between 10:45 and 11 as normal on a Tuesday. Repeating again, Friday night action, Wentworth Park. And of course, before we get there, the big meeting on Wednesday night as well. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Cheers, Andrew. Thank you.
Dave Carlson there from the Dogs team.